Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ready. It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You Better You Bet here on the BetMGM Network. Ryan Horvath filling in today for Femi. Femi will be on tonight with Brad Evans, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on BetMGM tonight. Thursday night football going down tonight, and we got a potential AFC championship preview. Just kidding. We get the Jets, who are catching 13 tonight, taking on the Patriots, who are hot, looking like they're going to go well over their win total of 8.5. Looking like they might end up being the number one seed in the AFC, which... just last week, you could have got that price 7-1. The Patriots have the easiest remaining schedule out of all teams in the National Football League. So we'll break down that game coming up here in a couple minutes. Give best bets. I got an anytime touchdown, a first touchdown, a little degenerate play, of course, some pizza money on that. Bet the side, going to take a look at the total, and then a couple player props as well for Thursday Night Football. Also coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll talk some college football, take a look at the week's biggest games, some top 25 matchups. Some early bets here on a Thursday. Again, Ryan Horvath with you guys. You can follow me on X at Ryan Horvath. Femi will be on a little bit later on tonight, Thursday Night Football with Brad Evans, BetMGM tonight. And then Nick, of course, will be coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, taking you guys all the way to 7 p.m., getting you set for Thursday night with props. Also joining Nick, the great Joey Knish at 5:20 p.m. Eastern, and then Rob Pizzola in the 6 p.m. hour also to talk some NFL football. Like I said, we got some college football coming up, but let's start with Thursday Night Football, and we get the Jets. Right now, best price, if you want to bet the dog, would be at BetMGM New York, catching 13, minus 105 is the price. There are some 12.5s out there if you like New England. I also saw it as high as 13.5, the Patriots at home. That price right now at MGM is minus 105. Total in the game, some over money coming in. It opened at 42.5. We're out to 43 right now at BetMGM, minus 110 both ways. There's a 43.5 out there, even money, if you do like the over in this game and you don't want to lay the juice. The Jets on the money line tonight, I don't know if I would recommend that, plus 575. And the Patriots on the money line tonight, minus 800. So New England this season, not going to lie, wasn't my favorite win total, but I did go under 8.5. Thinking last year you win 4 games. I did like the Mike Vrabel hire. I'm a Drake May guy. I love all the additions they made on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. They fix up the offensive line, which was a huge mess the last couple of years. But I just thought that was a big adjustment, going from 4 wins to 9 wins in just one season. Turns out with that schedule, with that defense, and with Drake May playing like the MVP of the league some weeks, New England most likely going to win double-digit games. And, you know, looking at the injury report, a little bit beat up. They're starting to get a little bit beat up on the offensive side of the ball. They did on Wednesday rule out their tight end, Austin Hooper. He's in the concussion protocol. Kayshawn Booty is dealing with a hamstring injury. He's going to miss this game as well. Ramondre Stevenson has a toe injury. He's going to miss another game here. And Terrell Jennings has been dealing with a knee injury as far as the backup running back situation. For the Jets, they're going to be without Garrett Wilson tonight, still dealing with a knee injury. Thomas, their starting defensive back, is still in the concussion protocol as well. Edge rusher Will McDonald's a little bit beat up. He's got a quad injury. He was questionable all week long. But the Jets are actually pretty healthy for this one. They did trade away Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams last week. But pretty healthy in this one. Hunter Henry, a big loss for the Patriots. If you look at the last couple seasons, the Patriots are fifth in receiving yards by tight ends, 1,721. And you look at what he's done so far this season, you know, 13 grabs, 174 yards, and a touchdown. He's been dealing with this injury. But they do like to run a ton of two tight end sets. I'm going to stay away from all tight end props tonight for New England. And the look I would have here would actually be the Jets. I took the dog here at 13. If I wanted to play New England, I would most likely look at the first half spread. New England has been really good in the first half all season long. You know, and the Jets, they haven't led. They've led one time at the half all season long. So you're looking at the Jets right now, averaging 13.6 points per game in the second half of games. Now, granted, they're trailing in most of these games. They're double-digit dogs every single week. But they actually have a plus 32-point margin in the second half. Problem is, they start slow. They're 31st in first-half point differential. They've led at the half, like I said, one time all season, looking at it right now. Tied for the fewest in the league. The Patriots, right now, they look like the real deal on the offensive side of the ball. Although Drake May has come back down to earth here the last couple weeks, you know, as far as like pushing the ball down the field, still the overall numbers this year for New England on the offensive side of the ball, really damn good. They're third in the league in passing play success rate, 51.1%. They lead the league in plays of 50 or more yards with seven, so they're hitting explosive plays. So I like New England in the first half here. They like to start fast. But as far as the spread in the game, I will take the Jets at 13. Divisional game. Standalone game, primetime spot. It's going to be ugly, but I think the Jets will be competitive tonight. As far as props, if you're looking at the Jets side, Justin Fields, his passing yard prop for tonight opened up at 129.5. I don't remember the last time I saw a passing prop that low. Probably if you go back to last year when Malik Willis had to start a couple games in Green Bay when Jordan Love was injured. I thought that prop was way too low. I didn't run out to bet it, but now it's up to 133.5 passing yards minus 110. I would probably lean over, especially if the Jets are going to be in a negative game script trailing in this game, and that's what the market's telling you they're going to be doing as 13-point dogs. But it would be a sweat, most likely. The Jets are still the only team in the league. This is disgusting. Averaging more yards per rush, 5 yards per rush, than per pass. 4.6 yards per pass attempt. That's what the Jets are averaging. That's like high school numbers right there. They average 6.4 passing plays per game of 10 or more yards. So they're hitting no explosive plays. They're without Garrett Wilson. That's the fewest in the league by a wide margin. Only 50.4% of the Jets yardage has come via passing plays, the lowest rate in the league. So they're going to look to run the ball. Problem is, you can't really run the ball against New England. So that's another prop that I like. Let's see where we're at on that. Breece Hall rushing attempts. I bet this yesterday morning when it opened at 16.5 minus 110. Money came in on the under. If you like the 16.5, you could still get it minus 160, minus 165. I would just play it right now at BetMGM 15.5. They're 13-point dogs. Again, negative game script. Justin Fields is probably going to have to drop back in this game 25 to 28 times minimum if they're trailing by 13 points to New England here. So the rush attempts, 15.5, minus 110 to the under, minus 124 to the over. Again, if, you know, it's kind of like going against myself because if I like the Jets to cover, they're going to have to get something going on the ground. It's just going to be really hard against New England. Right now, the Patriots are only giving up 3.3 yards per carry to running backs, 0.72 yards before contact on backfield runs. That's top three in the league. So they have a top five run defense. The Jets' offensive line gets absolutely no push. Now, Breece Hall last week was damn good and saw a ton of usage, a ton of carries. They ran him into the ground. 22 touches, 125 total yards. And it was against the Browns, a top 10 defense and a really good run defense. So that would be the concern. If you like the Jets to stay close in this game, stay competitive, the only way they're probably going to be able to do that is if they get the ground game going. I don't know how efficient it has to be, but 4 or 5 yards per carry, eat the clock, keep that Patriots offense and Drake May on the sidelines. But still, with New England only giving up 3.3 yards per carry, and with them starting fast on the offensive side of the ball, New England's led in every game in the first half except for one this season. The Jets most likely going to be in a negative game script. I don't think Breece Hall sees 16 to 17 carries. I would look maybe at the receptions, but as far as rushing attempts, I played it at 16.5. I still like this at 15.5 minus 110 for Breece Hall tonight going against that Patriots run D. Like I said, I would consider maybe the receptions for Breece Hall, but the only problem is his role in the receiving game has really been cut into by Isaiah Davis here the last couple of weeks. Breece Hall's run a route on 36.4% of dropbacks, 40%, and then 25% over his last three games. So only 25% last week. And he only has 5 receptions over the last 3 weeks. Davis has 8 receptions. He's playing more on third downs. So if I was going to do anything with the receiving yards or the receptions for running backs, I would probably look at Isaiah Davis over Breece Hall. Instead, I'm just going to go under 15.5 rush attempts. Minus 110. I did play that yesterday again, 16.5. Another prop that I like, going back to Drake May really quick in the Patriots offense. Now, the only concern here would be if this game's a blowout. And if Drake May is able to just sit back in the pocket against this Jets pass rush, which has really been non-existent, and just pick apart this secondary without Sauce Gardner. If that's the case and this is a blowout, I don't think he's going to have to use his legs a lot. But at 5.5 rush attempts, I really did like Drake May on the open. This was minus 110. Right now, all the way up to minus 169. Maybe you want to use this as a parlay piece. Maybe you just want to pay the juice because he has went over this number in the last 5 games. Had 7 rush attempts last week against Tampa, 8 the week before against Atlanta. And the number, again, is only 5.5. Or you could take 6.5 plus money, plus 115. But I do think Drake May is going to use his legs tonight, especially if the Jets are able to hang within the number. Like I said, the last couple weeks, really just the last 2 weeks, he's looked mortal. After all the MVP conversation, I really like what New England's done on the offensive side of the ball this year. A lot more play action. They're top 10. Drake May has a rocket for an arm, so he was pushing the ball down the field. But the last couple of weeks, including last Sunday he completed a season low, 51% of his passes. He had a season high 16.1% inaccurate throw rate. The week before that, 9.5 yards per pass attempt, 2 touchdowns. And then in the second half last week, only 5 of 12 passing, 7.5 yards per attempt. Teams are going to play more too high, more two safety looks against them, try to limit the deep stuff. But you look at the overall numbers for Drake May, even with the last 2 weeks only completing 46% of his passes and 41% on 10 or more yards downfield, he still is completing over 63% this season, second in the league behind only Sam Big Game Darnold. But the issue is, if you like the rush attempts, like I do, again, he's went over this number pretty much every game this season. He leads all quarterbacks in rushing attempts, Drake May does, is that the Jets are only 31st in pressure rate. They're only getting pressure on dropbacks 28.9% of the time. They only have, in fact, actually, they don't have a pick all season long. I thought they had one. They don't have one turnover. They don't have one interception all season long. When Drake May has a clean pocket, he's one of the better passers in the league. That's when he pushes the ball down the field. He's completed 78% of his passes. That's top 4. 9 yards per attempt, top 3. And he has a 7.3% touchdown rate, top 7. The Jets, 27th in passing points allowed per attempt, 29th in rushing yards, though, allowed per game to quarterbacks. And they play a ton of man coverage, 31.3% of dropbacks. They're not playing a whole lot of zone, especially now without Sauce. They're 8th in the league playing man. Against man coverage, Drake May's still pushing the ball down the field, 9.7 yards per attempt, but he also has a league-high 14% scramble rate against man. So I'm going to stay away from the pass yards and completions, but I don't think it's a bad look. Instead, I'm going to go over 5.5 rush attempts. Like this a lot more yesterday morning at minus 110. It is minus 169. Maybe you want to ladder it, or like I said, there are some 6.5s at plus money, but I think Drake May is going to use his legs tonight, so I like the rush attempts. And then I like the under on Breece Hall, 15.5 rush attempts. A couple touchdown props. I know Femi likes to give these out. I like to give out a couple of these as well. I only have one first touchdown tonight, just a pizza money bet. I'm going to go with Matt Collins, that weirdo. He doesn't wear shoes or socks, just barefoot all over the place, which I find to be kind of disgusting. But if he gets in the end zone tonight and scores the first touchdown, I'll forgive him forever. You could get that right now as low as 10-1, as high as 11-1 right now at BetMGM. This is the best price that I've saw all day. He was actually the primary receiver opposite Stephon Diggs last week. ran the most routes on the team. He was second in targets, and you got to remember, again, no Kayshon Boutte. He's out for the second consecutive game for New England, who was a little bit beat up on the offensive side of the ball. So I'll take a shot with Matt Collins at 11-1. As far as Jets, if I was going to bet a New York Jet, it would be Mason Taylor to score the first touchdown. Problem is, it's hard to trust any Jets. That's why I'm going under on Breece Hall. If I had to play an over in this game, I was looking at Mason Taylor receiving yards. You could get this right now, 31.5, minus 115 to the over. That's the one area you can't attack the Patriots, the middle of the field. They're giving up 65.4 receiving yards to opposing tight ends per game. Mason Taylor getting more involved in the offense. The problem has been the inconsistent quarterback play, but he still has a 21.1% target rate going back to week three. Now, Sunday, one catch for 4 yards. But if you look at his last 4 games, 10 grabs for 71 yards, only one touchdown this season, which was actually a Breece Hall touchdown pass. Breece Hall threw that one, not even Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor. But if I were to do anything tonight with Jets as far as overs, I would go over 31.5 receiving yards on Mason Taylor. Again, on the open, I did think Justin Fields' passing yards were too low, but I want nothing to do with that. And then one more anytime touchdown price that I like, Tyler Johnson, the wide receiver for the Jets with no Garrett Wilson. You could get an anytime touchdown tonight as high as 7-1. BetMGM has this right now, plus 650. No Garrett Wilson. The Jets are going to need all the healthy bodies that they could get. And actually, he's been decent when he's been given the targets. He had 60 yards against Carolina week 7. They have a leaky secondary, but still 60 yards. And then he had 64 yards receiving and a touchdown against the Bengals week 8. So I like Tyler Johnson anytime touchdown, 7-1. Breece Hall under on the rush attempts. Drake May over on the rush attempts. And then first touchdown, we'll roll with Matt Collins right now, 11-1. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take an early look at some college football top 25 matchups this Saturday. Some last looks at Thursday night football. Again, the New York Jets, 13-point dogs, taking on the Patriots tonight. Total sitting there around 43. Getting you set for Nick Costos at 4 p.m. It's Ryan Horvath. BetMGM tonight here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You Better You Bet. You're on the BetMGM Network. Ryan Horvath filling in for Femi, but Femi will be with you guys from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on BetMGM tonight. This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos will be coming up here, as he does every single Monday through Friday, to get you set for Thursday Night Football tonight at 4 p.m. Eastern with Joey Kanish, Rob Pizzola. So a good show. Hopefully a decent game lined up Thursday Night Football. I am going to bet the Jets, but I'm a sick, sick man, and I find myself betting the Jets way too much. I'll sell some Patriots stock here. Like I said, I did bet the under on their win total, 8.5. But a couple of weeks ago when I saw odds to be the number one seed in the AFC, I had to take a stab at 7-1 for New England. I don't know if they win a playoff game, young football team, but they play the easiest remaining schedule. This team could win 12, 13 games. And if they do so, they're most likely going to be the number one seed. So anything over 5-1. Still like that bet for New England. They're 8-2. They're 13-point favorites tonight at home. The total's still sitting there right now, 43.5. 43 at BetMGM is the best price, minus 110, I should say. The Jets on the money line, if you want to get weird tonight, plus 625. Let's talk a little college football. Pretty excited for this slate. Go over to BetMGM and look and see what came in today on some of these markets, some of these numbers with odds and limits starting to open up. A couple of things that I liked early in the week, as we'll talk about here, the top 25 matchups. This one isn't going to be the sexiest matchup, but right now you could find the team total in the first half for Wisconsin. It opened a half, just 1 point. We're at 2.5 right now for Wisconsin. The price is minus 140. The game total is 44.5. They're 30.5-point dogs taking on Indiana. The total in the game, like I said, is 44.5, minus 110 to the over. Wisconsin coming off a win, a rare win this season for Luke Fickell over Washington, who at the time was nationally ranked. But the problem is their quarterbacks keep getting beat up. Last week against Washington, 205 total yards. They were 2-for-14 on third down. Carter Smith, who came in at quarterback, 3-of-12 passing for 12 yards. Absolutely disgusting. Still, I think they at least get into the red zone once in the first half against Indiana, and I think they kick a field goal. So I like the Wisconsin team total. Anything from 2 to 2.5, minus 135 to minus 140, over. You look at the weather conditions last week. It was rainy. There was snow. There was a ton of wind in the second half, so not the easiest situation for Carter Smith, third string or fourth string quarterback, wherever he is right now on the depth chart, or was to start the season for Wisconsin. But it can't get any worse than 3-for-12 for 12 yards. And I'm not saying this is a look ahead spot for Indiana. Most likely they're going to run the table until the Big Ten championship game when they see Ohio State. But I like Wisconsin coming off that high to at least score in the first half against Indiana. So I did play that. As far as matchups that people are actually going to be watching this weekend, Notre Dame, number 9 in the country, taking on number 22, Pitt. This game kicks off noon Eastern time on ABC, so hopefully you guys are able to watch that. Notre Dame and Pitt, both alive in the college football playoff race. Pretty much everybody's alive in the ACC because Clemson was one of the biggest disappointments in college football history. Same thing with Miami here the last couple weeks. But Notre Dame, all they have to do, their final three games, whether you like it or not, is win, take care of business, and they're going to be back in the 12-team field. Any loss, and they're done. And this is probably their last shot at a loss. If anybody's going to clip them, it's going to be Pittsburgh, because the remaining games are Syracuse and Stanford. If you look at their combined records this year, 6-14. So Pitt's probably the last hope if you're a Notre Dame hater, the Irish not making the playoff. The problem is, so I really liked this matchup for Pitt. I'm a big Notre Dame fan, so I was thinking about making the two-hour trip to watch the game. They're double-digit favorites. They keep taking money out to, I believe, 12.5 right now. And the reason they're taking money is, even though I like the matchup a little bit here for Pitt, their coach, Pat Narduzzi, yesterday or the day before, came out and was like, yeah, this game doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if we lose by 100. All we care about is the remaining schedule, taking care of business, getting to the ACC title game, and then winning the ACC championship, because that's the only way that an ACC team is getting to the playoff. You got to win the ACC this year. There's only going to be one ACC team in the playoff. And I wish we could eliminate them all, to be honest with you. But the matchup, there's a couple matchups I really do like here. And going back to Pitt really quick, I mean, you got to go all in, I feel, in this one. There's not really a layup the rest of the season. If you look at the top three or the final three games, they're all top 20 opponents. You get Notre Dame this week. You get number 16, Georgia Tech. And then you get Miami, who right now is number 15, right on the outside looking into the college football playoff. But there's a couple of matchups I like. Obviously, Notre Dame likes to run the ball. They're ninth in the country right now in rushing grade. They have one of the best running backs, probably the best running back in the nation, in Jeremiah Love, a legit Heisman candidate. And then they have Price as well. Love leads the nation with a 91.9 rushing grade. He's fourth with 28 explosive runs. You saw the one that he did last week, which actually, even though that was a highlight, I don't even think that was his best run of the season. And then Jadarian Price is just a red zone monster. Only has a 77.8 rushing grade, but has 9 touchdowns this season. He's going to finish with double-digit touchdowns as long as he stays healthy. Pitt's run defense, though, is really good. Right now, they're second in the nation in run defense grade. So I think they're going to be able to stack the box, limit Notre Dame's ground game. But the matchup I really like then is going to be Notre Dame's passing attack against Pitt's secondary. And if you could play college football props, which I'm a big prop player, you could get CJ Carr passing yards right now. Over 254.5, minus 110. So even though Notre Dame is known for the run game with Price and with Love, they do run a balanced offense with Den Brock as the play caller. And you saw that even when he was at LSU with Jaden Daniels. They're going to run the ball, but they're also going to push the ball down the field. And I like this matchup here, the throw game here. If you look at CJ Carr's numbers against the blitz, he's 32nd. He has a 32% pressure rate, which is 15th in the country. He has a 70% completion rate, which is 11th in the country. He's pushing the ball down the field, almost 10 yards per attempt, 9.5, 10th in the nation. And Pitt, not getting a whole lot of pressure, so they have to blitz a ton. They're blitzing at a 39% rate, which is top 10 in the country. And like I said, you can't really blitz CJ Carr. And Notre Dame also not really giving up any pressure. Their offensive line has been really good. They're 5th in pressure rate allowed. Pitt, 43rd in pressure rate generated, but they have to do so by blitzing. If you do that against CJ Carr, he's going to pick you apart. So I like Carr passing yards over 254.5. And with the matchup of Pitt being able to shut down the run against Notre Dame, I did think that double digits, 11, 12.5 was too high. But with Pitt really focused on the next couple of weeks and making it to the ACC championship game, I'm going to stay away from this game. It would probably be CJ Carr pass yards or pass on this one. I do like Michigan. Michigan right now, number 18 in the country. So they still have an outside shot to make the playoff and make the Big Ten title game, where again, most likely, I guess you would see Indiana. They're going to take on Northwestern this weekend. This game is going to be at Wrigley Field. Noon kickoff on Fox, so 11 a.m. Central Time. Michigan, though, 7-2 this season. And if you look at the remaining schedule, you get Northwestern this week. You get Maryland after that. And then you get the biggest game of the year for Michigan and Ohio State, the Ohio State game in the regular season finale. So if Michigan wins out and is able to find a way to beat Ohio State, which I don't think they're going to be able to do, I think Ohio State's the best team in the country, then they got an outside shot. They have a legit shot to get into the playoff. They will get into the playoff at 10-2, 11-2 if they beat Ohio State, especially in the Big Ten championship game. I like this matchup here, though, for Michigan. I would lay it with Michigan. Their run game against Northwestern's run defense. So Michigan's going to want to pound the rock here. They run the ball over 50% of their plays, 7th highest rate in the country. They're 7th in the nation, averaging over 6 yards per carry, 6.3. And I wanted to see what it was going to look like here the last couple of weeks because Justice Haynes had foot surgery, so he's out indefinitely. But Jordan Marshall has looked like a 4-star or 5-star running back himself. Even as a redshirt freshman, he has 428 yards since week 8. That's 8th among all running backs in the country. So he's a top 10 back right now. And Michigan also had a bye, so the numbers are a little skewed, and they're the healthiest that they've been all season long. I think they're going to be able to run the ball against Northwestern. Northwestern this season, they have a 50.3 tackling grade, which is the second worst in college football in the Power Four. They have a 19% missed tackle rate on runs, which is the worst mark in the Big Ten. So I think that Michigan's going to pound the rock for 6-7 yards per carry, open up the play action passing with Bryce Underwood. As long as he's not facing known passing situations, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, I think Michigan's going to score enough points to cover. When Northwestern has the ball, their offensive line has also been really good. You know, Preston Stone, their starting quarterback, has barely been pressured this season. The problem is you're going against a Michigan pass rush that is top 15 in pass rush grade. PFF has them right now number 13. I think they're even better than that. Derek Moore is an absolute stud, future NFL player. TJ Guy's been really good. Everybody, in fact, their top four guys on the defensive line all have at least 14 pressures and multiple sacks this season. So I think that they're going to force Preston Stone into some uncomfortable situations. It's going to be like that week one game for Northwestern, where before I even turned the game on, I bet Northwestern that week, Preston Stone had already thrown four picks. So I think Michigan's going to be able to run the ball. I don't think Northwestern's going to be able to generate a whole lot of offense at Wrigley Field on Saturday. So I like Michigan in that game. Pulling it up right now, best price you could get on Michigan, 12.5. This opened at 10, so they are taking a little bit of money here. Total in the game, 41.5. Even with Michigan laying a big number, usually that would correlate with me liking the dog or the under. I'm sorry. I like the under and I like Michigan. So under 42.5, Michigan 11.5. Best price you could get right now would be a bet for me. Moving down really quick, try to hit on all these. Arizona, I really like this weekend as well. Taking on Cincinnati. Cincinnati right now, number 25 in the country. This game kicks off noon Eastern on Fox Sports 1. So at least you know you'll be able to watch this one if you have YouTube TV, if you did cut the cord. Right now, best price you could get Arizona on the look ahead was a 4.5-point dog. They get bet out to Cincinnati gets bet out to 6. I like Arizona actually catching 6 right now. You could get 6.5 minus 112. MGM has this at 6 minus 110. Arizona on the money line is plus 190. I think they win this game outright. Cincinnati is at home. This game will be at Nippert Stadium. Total in the game, 56.5 right now at BetMGM. I do kind of lean over here, minus 105. Cincinnati still does have a shot to make the playoff for the second time ever. They do have to run the table. They lost to Utah a couple weeks ago, but they only have one conference loss. So if they win their final three games, then most likely they're there in the Big 12 championship. In fact, they are there. But I like Arizona. Noah Fifita, who struggled last year, weirdly, with Tet McMillan, has been much better this season, especially from a clean pocket. Has an 88.7 passing grade. He's been really good against zone coverage. One of the better quarterbacks. He's third in the conference in passing grade against zone. And that's what Cincinnati's going to do. They play a ton of zone. Their pass rush has been non-existent. They're only getting a 22.8% pressure rate, third lowest in college football in the entire FBS. They do have a solid coverage unit. But like I said, they're running zone at a top three rate. And Noah Fifita is completing almost 80% of his passes, third in the conference against zone. So I think Arizona is going to score enough points to score the cover. I do think this is going to be a higher scoring game. Arizona is going to play on the defensive side of the ball, a ton of man coverage. That's what they do with the 23rd highest rate in the nation. Cincinnati's wide receivers have struggled to beat man coverage, but I do think that they're going to be able to scheme some guys open to score enough points. I think this game will probably finish 35-32 in the 30s. So lean over here, but I really like Arizona catching 6. I think Arizona plus 190, also worth a sprinkle. I think they're live in this game. USF on the road, number 24 in the country, taking on Navy. Navy's been a weird team to figure out because they know their upcoming schedule. They know they have a shot to win the conference and to get into the playoffs. So Blake Horvath probably could have played last week against Notre Dame. But they were a 28.5, 30.5 point underdog. They had no shot to win that game, so they sat him out. They're going to need him if they're going to cover against South Florida. Right now, second among all quarterbacks in the nation with 931 rushing yards, 13 rushing touchdowns. He is the offense. Problem is, USF's run defense, man, started slow the first 3 weeks of the season against Boise, against Miami, and against Florida, fourth worst in the nation. But since then, they have a 91.2 run defense grade, 11th in the FBS. I think they're going to be able to contain the run. I think they win this game by at least 2 touchdowns. It is tempting taking the Service Academy team, especially if Blake Horvath is back behind center. But Byron Brown has been really good. Since week 4, has a 92.4 PFF grade, second behind only Julian Sand among all qualified quarterbacks. 17 touchdown passes, which is second in the nation. And also getting it done with his legs. 21 explosive runs, 37 force missed tackles, going against a Navy run defense that right now is outside the top 115. So I like South Florida to win this game by two touchdowns. I would only lay the number there with them. We'll get back to some more college football, wrap up some of these top 25 matchups. But I do, like I said, like South Florida. As far as Thursday night football, coming up here at 4 p.m., Nick Costos going to get you set for that here on You Better, You Bet. Really not a whole lot of line movement, although the Jets did take a little bit of money, down to 12.5. Total right now, 43.5. I do like the over in this game. I liked it at 42.5, still like it at 43.5. Also like the Jets. More Thursday night football talk. On the other end, more college football talk, top 25 matchups. You Better, You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Ryan Horvath filling in for Femi.
We'll be right back with You Better, You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's get back to You Better, You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
You Better, You Bet. Ryan Horvath filling in for Femi. Femi's Island will probably take place tonight on BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network. This is You Better, You Bet. Ryan Horvath filling in. Nick will be with you guys coming up in about 18 minutes, next segment, for the next 3 hours, getting you set for Thursday Night Football with some great guests as well. Rob Pizzola, going to join the show at 6:20. And before that, you can never forget about the great Joey Knish at 5:20. The Jets, 13-point dogs. I did bet the Jets. I bet Mason Taylor props. I bet Drake May over 5.5 rush attempts. And I also went under 16.5 rush attempts, which I still like at 15.5 for Breece Hall. Other than that, though, all college football for me this weekend. Nick Costos, who's going to be hosting the show, obviously, the prop king, gave me a text earlier, asked me what my favorite bet was in college football this weekend. The first bet that I placed on the Monday morning, was Oklahoma at 7. I still like Oklahoma catching 6. There's a couple props that I like here as well. So 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Again, hopefully if you have YouTube TV, you've gotten that situation figured out. What a damn mess. Shame for me. Sucks. I have to most likely go out for this one. Go to the bar and sit there from 11 a.m. till about 2 a.m. Eastern. My wife is going to be really, really disappointed, I know, but I like Oklahoma in this one. Now, Oklahoma looking to avenge last season's loss to Alabama, actually looking to avenge last season's loss to Oklahoma. Oklahoma had a mess of a year last year, but they still beat Alabama 24-3. And then Jackson Arnold transferred like the next week. Guy still can't throw the football, so it doesn't matter. Mateer has been an obvious upgrade until he got hurt. Then he came back, didn't look so good. The last couple weeks looks more like John Mateer. Oklahoma still has an outside shot at reaching the playoff. They're 7-2. Alabama 8-1. I like this matchup for Oklahoma. So Alabama, even if you go back to when Nick Saban was the head coach and they were winning national titles, they've always struggled against dual threat quarterbacks. One of the biggest bets I've ever placed in college football was Texas A&M and Johnny Manziel on the money line against Alabama. I'll never forget because me and my buddies went to the game. One of the best times of my life. And we won a bunch of money, so that was awesome. Since the start of last season, Alabama's biggest weakness on defense has been their run defense, especially against really good dual threat quarterbacks. And right now, on design quarterback runs, Alabama, 5.5 yards per carry they're giving up. So almost 6 yards per carry on design quarterback runs, not even scrambles, which is the most efficient play in football, obviously. And they're giving up a ton of explosive runs as well. 19.8% explosive run rate, which is the eighth worst mark in all of college football. So I think John Mateer is going to be able to use his legs. Oklahoma doesn't really have a running back that I trust in this spot. But Mateer rushing yards opened up at 25.5. I thought that was short. I still think it's short at 30.5, minus 110. If you could get like longest rush, I would like something like that. But I like the rushing yards for John Mateer, 30.5, minus 110. Another week healthier. He's looked healthy here the last couple of weeks. And Oklahoma, they're going to use a ton of read options. They're utilizing read options right now at an above average rate. 16th highest designed quarterback runs in all of college football. Mateer, not really having the same type of season that he had the first couple weeks or that he had last year at Washington State. But last game against Tennessee 2 weeks ago, they're coming off the bye as well, had 93 rushing yards against a really good Tennessee pass rush and run defense. So I think he's going to be able to do the same thing here against Bama, who's given up almost 6 yards per carry and a 19.8% explosive run rate to quarterbacks, eighth worst in college football. So Mateer over 30.5 rushing yards. I think Oklahoma is going to have enough success on standard downs, eat clock, keep the chains moving, run the ball, all that narrative stuff. And I think they're going to score enough points to score the cover, maybe even win this game outright. Alabama's resume is so impressive outside of week one when they somehow lost to Florida State. They've been battle tested. They have how many top 20 wins? But Oklahoma, this is their Super Bowl. This is a playoff game, I should say. They have to win this game. They have to run the table if they're going to make it to the playoff. Bama probably has one more trip up in them, not that they want to have it. But if anybody is going to knock them off or clip them, I think Oklahoma probably has the best shot. You have to get pressure on Ty Simpson or he's going to pick you apart. He's seventh in all of college football in the entire nation with an 82.4 passing grade. And Alabama's offensive line has been legit this year. All five of their offensive linemen have played at least 145 snaps. They all have a 70-plus pass blocking grade, and they've been really good in blitz pickups. They're fourth in the nation, 78.3 pass blocking grade when defenses send five or more rushers. So for Oklahoma to get pressure on Ty Simpson, they're going to have to get natural pressure. Because if you blitz him, he's going to pick you apart, especially across the middle. Like I said, been one of the better quarterbacks in the country, him and Julian Sand. To beat Ohio State or to beat Alabama, you have to have a solid pass rush. And Oklahoma does have that. They're third in pressure rate this season, 42% of dropbacks. They're getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And they're also inside the top 10, seventh right now. If you're looking at PFF's pass rush grade, they got an 85.3. Mason Thomas is third in the SEC with a 90.1 pass rush grade himself. David Stone, third in the conference in pressures. So I like Oklahoma to cover, but I really, really, if you could get a hold of college football props, I love Mateer rushing yards. Over 30.5, Oklahoma +6. Those are my bets in that game. A spot that I really like this weekend, but I don't really love the matchup. I laid it with USC at 6.5. Iowa loses in heartbreaking fashion. Luckily, they covered the number against Indiana last week, but they probably should have won that game outright. That's a soul-crushing loss because they still had an outside shot at reaching the college football playoff. It's been a weird year for Iowa. They were 3-2, then they go into the bye. They win three straight. They're 6-2. They have Indiana right on the ropes. They blow that game, and now they have to go across the country to take on USC, who also has a shot to reach the playoff. They're number 17 right now. 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff on the Big Ten Network. Tough travel spot. So I do like USC. Not the best matchup, though, here, you know, because Iowa can run the ball. And USC's run defense, I don't know if I fully trust in this matchup. Iowa has probably a top five offensive line in college football right now, I would say. And they want to run the rock. USC, really good secondary. Their corners are solid. But their run defense outside the top 100. Right now, 112th in team PFM. Run defense grade, and they're 115th in yards before contact. So that's the concern. I like the spot here, but I don't necessarily love the matchup. I don't know, man. I think, I'm not saying Iowa's going to completely quit, but it's hard to pick yourself back up off the mat after a loss like that at home. And now you got to travel to California to take on USC and Jaden Maiava. I think that USC is going to score enough points to cover. So I laid the 6.5. Anything under a full touchdown at 7, I do like that spot for USC. I also like Duke, now that we went from 5 down to 4. I think Duke wins this game by a touchdown. Virginia, I did take them on the win total, over 6.5 wins. I said this team's going to win 8 games. I like their offseason. I like the pickup of Chandler Morris, but he got knocked out last week in their loss to Wake Forest. Also, that's a huge loss for them. The ACC is still wide open, so they have a shot at reaching the playoff. But tough blow last week, and now you're taking on Duke, who only has one conference loss. I have bet Duke like every single week. I really like this Duke team. Their only problem is they get into the red zone and they fumble the ball. They cough up the ball. So many red zone turnovers this season, and it costs them. But I do think they win this game by at least 6 points. I think they win this game by margin, especially if Chandler Morris can't go. Like I said, he got hurt against Wake Forest. Their backup came in and only had a 33.1 passing grade. Granted, he got thrown into pressure, but if they can't get the ground game going, and Duke's run defense has been really good this year, I don't think that Virginia is going to be able to win this game. I don't think they're going to be able to even cover in this game, I should say. Hang within 4 points. Duke's run defense has been really good this season. 53rd in run defense grade. They're 48th in yards per attempt allowed, only 4.6. So if you got a backup quarterback for Virginia, and Duke doesn't turn the ball over in the red zone, I think they're going to win this game by a full touchdown. Darian Menza has been really good. This is why Duke is paying him $4 million to play quarterback. He has 19 big-time throws, which is top 10 in the country. He's also, you know, hitting the intermediate stuff. And that's where you could take advantage of UVA, of Virginia. Their defensive backs, not all that great. They're 92nd right now in PFF coverage grade. So if Mensa has time in the pocket, I think Duke's going to move the ball up and down the field against Virginia. I think Virginia is going to struggle to run the ball, and good chance they're on their backup quarterback. So I laid it with Duke in this spot. Duke's still a lot to play for. Like I said, they have a shot to win the ACC in football, not basketball. Last one I'll hit on really quickly here. Utah is on the road. They're number 13 in the country, so they have a shot at making the playoff. Everybody in the Big 12 pretty much does. On the road, taking on Baylor. I considered taking Baylor at 7.5. I just don't really like the matchup. I think the Utes are going to be able to run the ball all over Baylor here. Utah's offensive line, one of the better offensive lines in the country. They're running the ball 55.5% of the time, which is third in the Power Four behind only West Virginia and Iowa. They're 10th in the nation, 6.1 yards per carry. They lead college football with 3.1 rushing yards before contact. And then you got Baylor's run defense, 6th worst in the country. They're 84th in yards before contact, giving up 1.7 yards before contact. And they really struggle against dual threat quarterbacks as well. At least, what, 4 quarterbacks in 9 games have run for at least 60 yards. So I think this is a really good spot for Utah. I considered taking the points with Baylor at home, but it would be Utah or pass. And then Texas, Georgia. I know I'll hit on this on Saturday on the tailgate kickoff, which we run here on the BetMGM Network, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll also probably talk about this tomorrow with Nick. But Texas and Georgia, I'm considering Texas. I haven't bet this game yet. Arch has looked a little bit better here the last couple weeks. Since week 7, He's actually had some time in the pocket. Now it's a lot of design screen passes. It's a lot of dinking and dunking. The ADOT isn't the highest in the league, but he's only had one turnover worthy play. He has a 78.5% adjusted completion rate, which is top 20, 6.5 yard average depth of target. So it's a lot of dinking and dunking, running back and screen passes. But they've gotten the ground game going a little bit. That was Texas's issue and Arch's issue, man. They had no ground game. The offensive line really struggled in pass protection, and he looked like a 19, 20-year-old kid to start the season. A lot of pressure, obviously, and a lot of high expectations, but he's been better here the last couple weeks. I think Texas hangs within the number. I do think Georgia wins this game by a field goal. Gunnar Stockton has been really good, but it would be Texas or pass, anything over six for me there. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos. I will be back tomorrow with Nick talking a little college football, and then Saturday as well here on the BetMGM Network with the tailgate kickoff, which you can find 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.